introducing the amazing Flab Master. They made.
And welcome. You have just tuned in to Let's Talk Education with your host, Nicolette Bearcy. Today's topic, we'll be talking about the relevance and importance of using ICT in education. Don't turn that dial. The education system has been revolutionized by something that's so radical that teaching and instruction processes have to be changed. They have to be enhanced to meet the needs of our nation's youths, the needs of our society, the needs of the world on a whole. Can we really teach as we were taught? Do you remember the days of old where books and pencils were the norm? Look around. In today's society, our students are swiping away on their digital devices. What should education be like in the 21st century? What should teaching look like? What should learning be like for the youths that they have so much in their hands that they really don't know what to do because our teachers continue to teach them about writing their homework down when they would really like to take a picture of it? What is learning like for today? Is it important for us? Should we really be concerned about the education process in the 21st century? Do we have an answer for all these questions? Integrating ICT into the instruction process promotes 21st century educators, since educators must have the knowledge, tools, and enthusiasm to fully integrate quality learning activities into the teaching learning process. This interest and enthusiasm will maximize the impact on a student's classroom experience and education as a whole. These teachers would understand that utilizing ICT resources into a lesson is not simply an administrative tool or electronic proxy, but more as an integrated part of the classroom and the lesson plan. Educators have the responsibility to train our students to meet the demands of a technological era. Thus, ICT is relevant and important in education, since it enables teachers to empower students with technical and analytical skills to be competent in their future workplace, a future that we do not know what will be there. Integrating ICT in schools should not be used to recreate the way teachers used to do things. Instead, it should open up a new world of fun, interactivity, and motivation. Teachers need to embrace ICT and use it to its full advantage to improve teaching methods and encourage students to succeed. We need our students to succeed. We need them to be successful. We need them to achieve. We need them to strive for excellence. This all can be achieved when we successfully integrate ICT into our schools. The modern classroom is transforming. And ICT provides the perfect platform for teachers to adapt and improve their teaching practices with new methods of teaching. Embracing ICT has the objective of replacing existing teaching methods. We can do it. We can prepare our students for the future, a future unknown to us. But still, we have to try. We have to prepare them for the unknown. We have to. It's our job, it's our responsibility, it's our profession. We have to embrace ICT successfully and integrate it into our classrooms. The use of ICT in education can enable teachers and staff to more efficiently manage school activities. They'll be able to create and use more relevant educational materials. This would enrich their teaching methods and provide students with the right digital skill set in preparation for their future that will empower the youths of the nation of Antigua and Barbuda. The use of ICT resources saves time and manual resources. Manual administration in school takes time that can be better spent supervising and teaching the youths of the nation. Thanks to ICT resources, teachers can prepare, record, and store administrative data in a simpler, faster, and more accurate way. teachers, educators, you just have to take the lead in exploring the power and potential of integrating ICT into your method and practice of teaching. Our students are depending on you. The use of ICT in education is a priority, since it enables students to be more interested and motivated in the teaching learning process. We have to change the way we teach. We just have to. We have to prepare learners for the 21st century and beyond. And that's all, folks. Thank you so very much for listening to our radio talk show. Please tune in next time so that we can talk more about education. We need to talk and share ideas so that we can enhance each other's knowledge. We need to find ways to successfully integrate ICT into education so that our students can become active learners. Learners who are interested in learning, learners who are motivated to learn, learners for the 21st century. Thank you.